This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello everyone, my name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks powered by Money Control. We spoke to Nandish Shah, a senior technical and derivatives analyst at HDFC Securities. But before we go ahead and talk about his recommendations, let's quickly understand what he has to say about the key index Nifty 50. As per him, the indicators and oscillators like MACD and DMI are trading in the bullish territory on the weekly charts. The primary trend of Nifty is bullish as the index is trading above its 50, 100 and 200 DMAs. Higher tops and higher bottoms are well intact, so technical indicators are suggesting that the positional trend of the market is bullish. On October 29, Nifty surpassed the crucial resistance of 11,700, which resulted in a bullish cup and handle formation on the daily charts. The earlier resistance of 11,700 is expected to interchange its role as support going forward. In the derivatives segment, put writing at 11,800 and 11,700 strike prices is seen, indicating Nifty is likely to find strong support in the range of 11,700 and 11,800. Unless Nifty closes below it, the trend would be considered bullish for the markets from the derivative side also. On the higher side, call writing was seen at 12,000 level. This is the level at which Nifty has been facing stiff resistance since the last many days and has not been able to conquer it decisively. However, technical and derivative indicators indicate that it is going to be crossed sooner than later. Coming to Bank Nifty, it is outperforming Nifty since the beginning of the November series. Last week, a long build-up in the index was seen. The outperformance of Bank Nifty is likely to continue for the coming weeks also. In Bank Nifty, the analyst advises accumulating long positions with a stop loss of 30,300. The target for Bank Nifty is seen at 31,800 and 32,500. Though major indices are at all-time highs, small and mid-cap stocks are underperforming till now. However, a few sessions ago, the mid-cap index has broken out on the daily chart by closing above the resistance level of 16,880. Here is a list of top 3 stocks which he thinks are good buy options at current levels for a holding period of 1 to 3 weeks. First one is Granules India with a target price of ₹145 and stop loss of ₹120. Upside potential for this call is 13%. The stock has broken out from the downward sloping trend line a few sessions ago, adjoining the highs of October 30 and November 8 on the daily chart. The stock price has already broken out on the monthly chart by closing above the resistance level of 123 last month. Oscillators and momentum indicators like RSI and MACD is showing strength in the stock on the weekly charts. Pharma as a sector is doing well and looking good for the short term. Second recommendation is Cholamandalam Investment and Finance Company with a target price of ₹360 and stop loss at ₹310. Upside potential for this call is 9%. Chola Finance has broken out on the weekly chart last week by closing above the resistance level of 320 level to close at a 52-week high. Oscillators and momentum indicators like RSI and MACD are showing strength in the stock on the weekly charts. In the derivatives, we have seen long build-up in the Chola Finance future. The stock is trading above its 5, 20 and 200-day SMA, indicating a positive trend for the short to medium term. And the last one is Rallis India with a target price of ₹200 and stop loss at ₹168. Upside potential for this call is 12%. The stock price has been forming a bullish higher top, higher bottom formation on the daily chart. The stock has broken out on the daily chart by closing above the resistance level of 177 to close at the highest level since January 1. The trend of the stock is bullish where the stock price is trading above its 5, 20 and 200-day SMA. Oscillators and momentum indicators like RSI and MACD are showing strength in the stock on the daily and weekly charts. Remember, all these three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.